Welcome to Missionize with the Missions Guys, a podcast of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention, offering biblical and practical insight and strategies designed to equip and encourage missions leaders to carry on mission work. The goal is to fulfill the Great Commission from a church's local community to the ends of the earth. That is why we missionize. Now here are your hosts, the Missions Guys, Sam Roberts and Clint Ritchie.
Welcome to Missionize. I'm Sam Roberts, and with me is our co-host, Clint Ritchie. Hey, Clint, this is a special episode of Missionize.
It is. This is our Christmas episode, for lack of a better phrase, and you'll understand here in a few minutes if you're listening why we are calling it our Christmas episode. But also, it's a day of celebration because this is our one-year conclusion mark, I guess we could say.
Yay, and the band is playing in the background, and we've got a cake out here on the table, and this room is full of all of our supporters here in the building. So Clint and I are enjoying it by ourselves.
That's right. I think we get started back in January, we have another cake then to celebrate. But we are 26 episodes in. We didn't know when we started a year ago if we would make it this far or how difficult it may be. But it's been a fun journey. And I thank everybody for listening. And Dr. Sam, I know for us it's been fun to do it each time.
Oh, it has, Clint. I've enjoyed this so much and look forward to our second year. Together, we've already started looking at those topics of what we can be looking at and talking about this next year. I want to say thanks especially to those who helped us out early on in this process, Clint. You remember when we were talking about doing this podcast, we sent email and text messages to quite a few of our pastor friends across the state, just asking them, hey, what are the types of topics, the subjects that you would like to hear. And they responded in incredible ways, which filled up our calendar for the year. So guys, hey, we may need your help again.
That's
coming
right.
With year number two. But thank you all, those listeners, those folks who may have helped, may not have listened to a single episode, but they still helped with giving us some ideas of what we could banter back and forth about throughout this year.
That's right. And let's say we are looking forward to next year. But before we jump there, let's take some time. I know at my house, Christmas is a big deal. And, it is the season. As it was said many years ago, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is a great time of the year when we get to celebrate the birth of our Savior. And also, as Arkansas Baptists, as Southern Baptists, spend some time focusing on international missions. And that's
exactly
what we want to do today.
Yeah, Clint, as parents, we're just all too familiar with that infamous Christmas list.
Yeah.
You know, that wish list. We ask our kids, we ask our family members to give us a list of what they want for Christmas. I remember when I was a kid, of course, there was that letter that you wrote to Santa, and sometimes it appeared in the local paper. It was always posted on the wall at school, that sort of thing. But the real magic, Clint, didn't happen until that day, that incredible day that we received in the mailbox the Sears and Roebuck Christmas catalog. Now, you may not remember the Sears and Roebuck Christmas catalog.
I was only toward the end of that.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Guys, if you're not part of that era, that was the most magical piece of mail that a kid could receive. And here's what would happen. My two sisters and I would take that catalog. And of course, there was this big toy section. And we would just go through and circle. That was our wish list, and write our name out beside of those. That was the wish list that we wanted our parents to see, that as they looked through that catalog, they would get an idea of what we were wanting. Now, those wish lists have changed over the years, and I think they've become more expensive especially with grandkids. And we asked our kids to give us a wish list, and here's what we got. We got an Amazon, a complete Amazon list for each one. Hey, here's what we'd like. Here's the clothes. Here's the toys. Here's the other items that we need. So things have changed over the years. Now, since December is the month that Southern Baptist received the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, we thought it would be a good twist to ask our IMB missionaries what they want for Christmas. You know those gifts, Clint, that you can't wrap and put up on a tree and tie with a bow on the top. So Debbie Moore and I sent requests to several of our missionary friends. These are folks who have Arkansas connections. They were sent by an Arkansas church, or they were raised in an Arkansas Baptist church, may have gone to seminary in Texas, New Orleans, wherever, joined a church there, were sent by that church, but they have a connection in Arkansas. And we asked them two questions. Here they are. What's on your Christmas wish list? And we explained that by saying, what do you want to see God do during your ministry and through your ministry? And then we asked the questions, how can our listeners pray for you and your family during 2025? The response we received was incredible. We've received responses from some of our missionaries who are longtime career missionaries, from some that recently were appointed, and from a few who are completing their orientation and they're awaiting that big move to another location, another culture.
It is a great representation of Arkansas Baptists and just a great picture of how we are involved in what God is doing to the ends of the earth. And as we share these requests, we're also going to refer to our friend Dr. Chuck Lawless, an article that he wrote entitled 24 Ways to Give to Lottie Moon in 24. And we're just going to share some of those that jump out to us. But we'd encourage you to check the show notes for that article. And then also there's two other articles. They're a little older articles on praying, the importance of praying for missionaries, and then another one specifically on praying for missionary kids. And I think oftentimes that can be a part of what we may neglect as we think about missionaries and praying for missionaries and focusing on them this time of year, or the children that are serving beside them as well.
Yeah, Clint, Martha and I this year, we've had the privilege of traveling twice to Richmond to visit with our missionaries who count Arkansas as home, that are going through field placement orientation through the IMB. And what you said is so incredibly true. Both of those FPOs that we've been able to attend, we have had families with children that are being sent out by our churches. This last visit we made, there were four families, and in those four families, three had children, and there were 11 children, I believe, in those three families. The trip prior to that we made earlier in the year, there were another four families, and there may have been 12 or 13 kids. So we're talking about 20-plus children that are also going on the mission field with their family. That's just in two of the orientations, and we have four of those a year where we've had families from Arkansas churches. So, yes, it's important that we pray for our missionaries, but we not neglect praying for the families, the children as well. Now, one thing that you're going to notice, listeners, that many of the requests of our missionaries are similar, but quite a few are unique to that particular location and the people that they serve. And of course, each request focuses on prayer. Our missionaries know that only God can change the hearts of people, can transform lives, and transform cultures. So here's how I'm going to suggest that you listen to this episode. I want you to listen through in its entirety, first of all. But then this is an episode that I really believe that you can use by going back and pausing after each missionary response and then praying specifically for that missionary and their wish list. There's going to be a whole lot of prayer requests we're going to share from our missionaries. And I think it's important. You go back, you hit pause, you pray specifically for those requests, and you write those requests down. Share them with your church. Share them with your family. This is a great episode that you can gather your family or gather your church on a Wednesday night on a prayer time. And you are hearing directly from our IMB missionaries. These are the things we're asking God to do. So as Arkansas Baptists and as listeners who are not part of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention, you can be part, play a vital role in what God is going to do through the life of these missionaries.
That's right. And so let's jump in. Let me introduce you to Linda Gray. She needs no introduction to many Arkansas Baptists. Linda has been with the International Mission Board for 26 years. She was sent by Baring Cross Baptist Church in Sherwood. For 23 of those years, Linda lived and served in the Ukraine. And for the last 3 years, due to the situation in Ukraine, she is now in Romania. Her Christmas wish list involves more connections with women groups and churches throughout Romania, opportunities to share Jesus with Ukrainian refugees, both in person and on Zoom. And then her third wish is that God's intervention in the war, mm-hmm. you know, not just Russia and Ukraine, but beyond in that area, just praying for God's will to be done. And speaking of praying, her prayer requests are for strength, perseverance, and total dependence upon our faithful Father for our IMB team in Romania. And then also for pastors, sisters, and brothers who are in the Ukraine, specifically Karva, serving Christ on a daily basis in the midst of rocket fire, destruction, and death. Linda includes a thank you to Baring Cross Baptist Church in Sherwood for sending her out many years ago. And she's also expresses a gratefulness to the Arkansas Baptist State Convention churches and the Women on Mission groups who have faithfully prayed for her and given to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering to help support her financially all these years. She expresses thankfulness to Park Hill Baptist Church in North Little Rock for providing stateside housing for missionaries. And she's been blessed to stay in one of their houses several times through the years. Many thanks to the Arkansas Baptist Foundation for overseeing and maintaining the fleet of cars provided by longtime Searcy dentist, Dr. J.D. Patterson, who's now deceased. She makes a statement that I never have to worry about buying or borrowing a vehicle when I'm back in Arkansas. Dr. Patterson's cars have been a huge blessing to me, and a special thanks, lastly, to Jamie Staley and First Baptist Hot Springs for partnering with her in Romania.
Yeah, and I just echo that, Clint, with especially with the cars and the housing. Those are two just vital resources that as Arkansas Baptist, we provide to our missionaries when they come back stateside. Speaking of our missionaries and those who have been on the field for quite a long time, we also have Robert and Sheridan Pinkston. They serve IMB in Canada, in Quebec. And here's what they're asking God to do, to raise up leaders to lead their churches and collegiate ministries. The Pinkstons tell us that they're going to be retiring in the next few years, and they are praying for leaders that will carry on God's work. They're also asking for more laborers from the United States to come to Quebec. And here's a cool way that they pray, and they're asking our listeners to pray with them. They say, we pray every day at 10:02 for more laborers. That's Luke chapter 10, verse 2, that we are to pray for more laborers for the field. 10:02 every day. They're also asking God for more church planters that will help us with the finances of ministry. And then they remind us that although the Lottie Moon Christmas Office supports missionary salaries and needs, and they're grateful for that, it doesn't cover local ministry needs. So they need church partners for that component to do their work. So how can missionized listeners pray for them? Number one is this. Pray for their son who has scoliosis. He has a major back surgery in 2025. Please pray that God's hand will be on all aspects of this process. And then they ask us to pray as they target Montreal with new campus ministries and new church plants in 2025. They want to say thanks to their sending church, which is Central Baptist in Magnolia. And then also they say thanks to First Baptist Harrison, Barcelona Road in Hot Springs Village, Hot Springs Baptist, and Bella Vista Baptist for the great support through all these years on Mission with God.
Emily and Brian Shores serve in West Africa, specifically Conakry, Guinea. And maybe we should have made some sort of statement at the beginning about these city names that we may not be saying correctly.
Hey, we speak Arkansan.
That's right.
From the rural area of Arkansas.
Yes, yeah. Brian and Emily are asking for a national partner to be in place as pastor of a recent church plant in Conakry. In a city that is less than 1% Christian, having a qualified pastor to lead this church is a God-sized request. It's been under the direction of missionaries since its start, and that's not an ideal situation. So they are asking that the church remain unified in the midst of these and other upcoming changes. How can we pray for Emily and Brian? First of all, pray that they will walk in discernment as they continue to lead the Conakry urban team, as well as leading many other efforts in the city. Pray also for their relationships at the university campuses where they have ministry among a population that is almost all Muslim. Pray that the doors would remain open for their team to be on campus and that these relationships would lead to more people hearing the gospel in 2025. And the Shores family would like to thank Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas for sending them out, as well as other churches who support their being in Guinea. So many teams have encouraged them being there either through prayer or messages or sending teams as well as giving. They make the statement that without all the committed rope holders, we would not be here sharing the gospel in this predominantly Muslim nation and discipling believers as they grow in their faith. We are so thankful for the partnership we have with Southern Baptist churches as we work side by side to take the gospel to the nations.
And finally, in this particular segment, I want you to hear from Kyle and Rachel, who with their children are serving in Europe. They're one of our newly appointed missionaries, and they are asking for prayer as a family to all learn the language well enough to be able to have meaningful gospel conversations. We want to grow deep into relationships and friendships with the hope of discipling new believers and eventually planting a church. God has already done amazing things, and we pray that He will continue to use us to share the gospel. Kyle and Rachel, I've got to know them, Clint. Incredible family, just an incredible family. They were there for Thanksgiving in their new location, and one of the things of learning the language, they went to a market to order turkeys for their Thanksgiving meal. They were hoping they used the right word to get a whole turkey. They didn't know they did until they went to pick up the order and found out, yes, we have the right thing. So they were able to have Thanksgiving meals with the individuals who are also going through language and their teachers. Incredible time of sharing the gospel. They want to give a special thanks to their sending church, Marmaduke First Baptist Church, and also to Harvest Baptist in Paragould. And they say thanks to all Arkansas Baptists who give to Lottie Moon. You make our work possible.
Let's look at a couple of ways that you can give from Dr. Lawless's article. One of those is to give to God's mission with the equivalent of the dollars that you plan to spend for Christmas presents.
And he says
to give one more dollar so that you're investing more on eternity. Now, we don't have time in our episode to comment on all these, but I'm going to take this time. Develin Oliver was a church member of mine in Hampton. She served for over 40 years in the Philippines, and she gave this challenge to the church one time.
Wow.
And I heard the next week she doesn't know how much we spend on Christmas presents. And so the next year I had her speak again. I asked her to give a challenge to the church, and she issued that challenge again. And then looked at everybody and said, "And yes, I do know how much you spend on Christmas presents."
Whoa.
So So the challenge would be to give to God's mission the equivalent of the dollars that you plan to spend on Christmas presents, plus $1, so that you can say you gave more to invest in eternity. And then also another idea is to train your children to give their allowance to missions this season. You know, that may not be a large amount, but you're developing in the next generation a DNA that will pay long-term dividends. And so I would encourage you just to teach your kids to give and to teach them what you're learning about missions as well.
Awesome. Awesome work. Hey, our next missionaries we want to hear from are Bryce and Rachel Swan. They are serving in Italy. And they say there are three particular friends who have heard the gospel multiple times from multiple people, and we are asking the Lord to save them. And here are their names. Write these down. Simon, Zoe, and John. For Christmas and through the winter months, we would also ask for our better health, for better health for our kids, who both had really bad winter sicknesses last year. Finally, we would love the Lord to grant us greater language proficiency in the two languages we speak for ministry there. And then they're asking our friends, of course, to pray for their three friends, Simon, Zoe, and John, all university students who are searching for truth, and we pray the Lord would draw them to Himself. Please pray for our kids' health as we go into the winter months. And lastly, we live in Italy, where the Jubilee will be celebrated in 2025. Every 25 years, the Pope blesses certain doors in certain churches, and many Catholic pilgrims come to walk through these doors to symbolize walking through a new chapter of their faith life and being cleansed of their sin. But they have to do particular rituals to be granted certain pardons for their sin. With that said, this is a huge prayer request for us who are sharing the true gospel, the only way to salvation through Jesus Christ. Please pray for all of us here to have boldness in sharing the gospel and that the Lord would give sight to those the enemy has blinded. We are eager to see the Lord work in amazing ways in 2025. Thanks for praying for us.
Jeff and Amy Williams serve in Macedonia. Their Christmas wish list is they are praying for advancement in 2025. Advancement in their churches. For several churches they are involved with seem to have a specific barrier in front of them at this moment. For some, it's a transition of leadership. For others, it's unity among the believers. And so they're praying for advancement past these barriers as God leads them in the coming year. For the people in which they serve, there are several people that they've continuously shared the gospel with over the years. And so they're praying that in 2025 that these friends would submit their lives to Christ. And they ask us to pray specifically for V. In addition, they ask us to pray for finding the right balance between life and ministry. And I'm sure that would apply to every one of our missionaries, as well as our pastors here in the States. Pray for our children or their children to continue to grow in the Lord. And lastly, they ask us to pray for a new family coming to Macedonia. They are currently waiting for visa approvals. So pray for their language and their cultural learning, and pray for them to adapt to living in Skopje.
Oh, you did great with that one, Clint. Now, you guys may not know this, but I assigned who was going to read each of these, and I gave Clint the ones that had the difficult names.
I have come to that realization as we're sitting here, yes.
Hey, we also have Randy and Julia Jones. They serve in South Africa, and they are from First Baptist Cabot. Here's what they're asking God to do through their ministry and for their ministry. They're praying for God-prepared Muslims who will become healthy, reproducing disciples. They're asking for more South African residents of every background sharing the gospel and multiplying disciples. And then they're asking us to pray for sustainable access to South Asian Muslims and opportunities to train Christ followers to share their faith and make disciples. They say across the past few years, our family has struggled with immigration visa issues that might have threatened our continual presence in South Africa. Thanks to your gift to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and the grace of our good Father, four of us now have permanent residence. Thank you for giving. Our health, presence, and ongoing ministry are all supported by Aunt Lottie, as our kids know your generosity through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering.
Samantha Burgess is a IMB journeyman in the Czech Republic. Her wish list is for God to grow the small church plant that she is involved in. She says, "We don't desire this for numbers' sake, but because we long for friends and neighbors to come and become a part of the fold of God." Her second wish is for God to raise up new leaders in the church. And then thirdly, for the many lost friends and neighbors that she spends time with weekly, for them to find true peace in Jesus. Her prayer requests are for her and the church to be bold with the gospel, for them to persevere in the midst of the challenges of being some of the only believers in their community, and for God to do a mighty work in their community as only He can give new life. She ends with a thank you for the faithfulness and support of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention churches. She says, "Your partnership in getting the gospel to Czechs and the rest of the world is a joy to be a part of. I appreciate University Baptist Church in Fayetteville for nurturing my call to missions and sending me out."
Hey, let's go back just for a moment to that 24 Ways article from Chuck Lawless. Let me give you a couple more that Chuck reminds us of. Here are ways that you can give to Lottie Moon during 2024. Chuck says, decide to prayerfully give until your faith is genuinely stretched. Many of us give only out of our excess. Chuck says, give this year, perhaps following one of the following ideas, the other 23, until you're forced to trust Him to meet your remaining needs. And then, here's another idea. Give sacrificially in honor of the one who shared Christ with you. What an incredible Christmas gift to give in honor of the person who shared Christ with you. Give because you've been one of the privileged ones to hear. And then he says, I am ever grateful for my 12-year-old friend, Randy Richards, who told me about Jesus. What a great idea of giving to Lottie Moon this year.
If you've ever attended an IMB commissioning service, you know that some of our missionaries cannot be identified due to security concerns. Our next missionaries serve in one of these areas. Logan and Bethany serve in North Africa. This year, they are asking the Lord to grow the small fellowship in their city, both in numbers and in faithfulness. There are about 5 committed believers in our city of about 150,000.
Wow.
We would love to see the fellowship grow. We're also asking that the gospel would advance in the villages in the area, as there is no gospel presence or access in any of these villages. Logan and Bethany have three kids, ages 7, 4, and 2. And they ask us to pray for them as they adjust to a new language and culture. Please pray for boldness as they go out and share with those who have never heard. They conclude by saying, we are incredibly grateful for the churches that help support us through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. This helps pay for our housing, vehicle, medical care, and children's education expenses, among other things. We would not be here without the generous giving of Southern Baptists who are committed to the Great Commission.
And then we have Zachary Nottingham and his family. Now, Zachary and his family, I met them during the last orientation that we had, Clint, and they are still awaiting their visa application to be approved. They're going to Angola, and they've been waiting for a couple of months for that application to be approved. So they say, the answer for what we want for Christmas is easy. This missionary family wants visas for Christmas. Please pray for the Nottingham family that they would be granted favor among those folks who are looking at that application, and that would be speedily, quickly approved, and then their stuff returned to them so they in turn can move to the area where they have been praying and excited about going to. Pray for the Nottingham family.
Jason and Nicole Zaruba are just yesterday, or last week at this point, last week received their visas, and they will soon be serving in South Africa. Number one on their Christmas wish list above all else are for souls to be saved. Mm. They state that the world's greatest problem is lostness. Many children in the townships get into gangs from a young age because that's the only hope they know for a future. So their prayer and their wish is that they can hear about the hope that they have in Jesus and that entire townships would be changed by the gospel. They also ask for prayers for their three teenage kids who would be transitioning to Africa, that they would not be too sick, that they would be humble learners, and that they would be reminded of God's calling when times get tough. Jason and Nicole have a connection to First Baptist Church in Rosebud, where her mother attends. They conclude with the statement that we are extremely grateful for the commitment to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering that our home church of First Baptist Farmersville, Texas, and all the other thousands of SBC churches have shown over the years. Without that commitment, we wouldn't be doing this. The commitment makes it possible for people like our family of five and over 3,500 other missionaries and families to focus on lostness, knowing that our physical, security, and health needs have been taken care of.
Yeah, the Zaruba family, Clint, remind us that not every family that is called to missions are called right out of college or right out of seminary. They're in their mid-40s. Both are engineers.
Wow.
And felt a calling from God to go to missions, to be on mission. And God is providing the opportunity there for them to serve. Incredible family. Hey, we also have Diego and Monsi. Beautiful young couple. They are asking for God to use them to extend His kingdom throughout Seville, Spain, and its surroundings, that during the time that they are there, that many people can get to know the Lord and be part of the kingdom of God. They're also asking us to pray for them that they would find a job that they could use to reach people, that God will open doors for them. Diego says his dream is to find a job in a rehabilitation center where he can disciple people and reach those people for Jesus. And they want to take the opportunity to thank First Baptist Rogers for all the support that they've given them, as well as Southern Baptist churches for all the training and for having the burden of reaching the world for the Lord.
As we look at other ways that you can give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, Dr. Lawless includes to give a certain percentage of your church's Lottie Moon goal. He says, for example, if you give 10% of your goal and nine others join you, you've just met your goal. Mm. So I would encourage you, find out what your goal is and decide to give a percentage of that or a set amount of that. I will say, church I attend, our goal is $20,000, and our pastor, not in a proud way, but just said, I want you to know I'm giving the first $1,000 to this offering.
Awesome.
So I encourage you to consider that as well. Another idea is to give to cover the cost of keeping a missionary on the field for a certain number of days. So it costs approximately $211 a day to keep a missionary on the field. So use that amount, multiply it the number of times or number of days that you'll cover, and give that amount. It's another great idea.
Awesome. Hey, the next missionary family also comes from First Baptist Rogers. And the cool thing about this, Clint, is they are serving in the same town as Diego and Monsi and one other couple from First Baptist Rogers.
Wow.
All three couples with children are going to be serving in the same town. I met with them and I said, you guys are going to own this town for Jesus before
right.
this thing is over. So this is Joel Zamoron and his family. Joel says, we long for God to move the hearts of the Spanish people to put their faith in Him. Right now, we're working in a Bible group, and our desire is to see that in the following months, God plants a church in those neighborhoods. In the area where we are located, there is no Christian church, and we want with all our hearts that this can change by having a church that starts more churches in the neighborhoods and places without a church. They tell us that in Seville, Spain, only 1.07% of the population of 800,000 people are born-again Christians. There is much work in this city and all of Spain. May God allow us to make disciples who reproduce more disciples and churches that reproduce more churches. We also ask for prayers so that God would take care of our family. We've had some illnesses when we arrived in Spain, and we put our trust in God that everything will be fine. Thank you very much for having us in your minds and hearts. They thank First Baptist Rogers for their passion for missions and all the help that they are to us. Without their help, they say, we would not be able to be on the field sharing the gospel. The same goes for all the SBC churches who faithfully support Lottie Moon Christmas Offering. Their generosity allows families like ours to fulfill the call to go to the nations and share the message of Christ. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Alex Wendell is from First Baptist Church in Hot Springs. She serves as logistics coordinator, meaning she handles visas, housing, vehicles, etc., for all of the workers in Japan. Her wish list is she's asking God to continue to grow and deepen relationships with team members and unite our global city team. In Tokyo, we have several sub-teams and one global city team. We continue to have people join the team, with two couples and one single joining us next year. Many missionaries on the team have been faithfully learning Japanese for the last several years, so we're praying that God would use their growing language skills to share the gospel with people who haven't heard, and praying that God would open doors for ministry. And so she asked specifically that we pray for her as she continues to learn her job and to continue studying Japanese as well. She makes the statement, I would not be able to live in Tokyo, serve our missionaries throughout Japan, and do ministry without the generous support of Southern Baptist churches who give to the Lottie Moon Christmas Offering, and for faithfully lifting me up in prayer. I'm so grateful that together we get to join God in what He is doing in Japan.
And then the final word from our current missionaries comes from Pablo and Abby. They serve the Berber people in North Africa, and they are asking God to use their lives and ministry to draw Berbers to Himself. 99.89% of this people group are Muslim and without a personal relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. They're asking that our people group will hear the name Emmanuel and respond in obedience to His calling. And then they're asking our listeners to ask the Father on their behalf to help them transition well into their host country, that they may be able to get into country with no issues and stay with no issues. And again, they're asking us to pray for their children, that they may be physically and emotionally well, and that they would make local friends as they start a new life in a new school with a new language. Pray that they will grow in their relationship, their personal relationship with the Father, and that they will witness, that will be witness in their own personal lives. Pray for the couple, the adults, that they would learn language and will focus on the gospel even in that language learning process. And finally, they want to say thank you to Southern Baptist churches for giving to Lottie Moon. Your generosity is overwhelming and helped put families like ours on the field. We know that we can go and carry out the Great Commission because we have churches from all over lifting us up in prayer.
I hope that as you're listening that you're wondering, how can I give even more? How can I give even more sacrificially than already? And Dr. Lawless gives the idea to fast for one meal per week or even a meal a day between now and Christmas and give the cost of those meals to the offering. Let's be honest, praying and fasting isn't going to hurt most of us, or not going to hurt any of us, I wouldn't imagine, and it'll increase our giving as well. So just instead of, especially maybe you want to say, instead of eating out once a week, we will take the money that we would spend eating out and give that to Lottie Moon. And another idea is to sell some stuff and give the funds to the nations. You know, most of us have more stuff than we'll ever need. We can live without it, but he says the world cannot live without Jesus.
Amen.
So sell something
Amen.
And give that money to Lottie
Gruden.
What a
great word. What a great word. Hey, we also heard from Bill Bullington. Bill is an IMB alumnus who served many years in Africa, Ivory Coast, and several other places. He was one of the regional leaders with IMB and retired, is now a missionary parent and even a missionary grandparent, Clint. This family, it's incredible, just the legacy of missions involvement through the IMB with this family. Bill, I've shared this with you earlier, Clint, and I don't know if I've shared this with our listeners in any previous episode, but, you know, the small rural church I grew up in Northeast Arkansas, we were taught about missions. We had that monthly mission prayer calendar, you know, of all of our missionaries with their birthdays and those sort of things. So I knew names, but I never met a missionary until I stepped foot on campus at Ouachita, began my studies there. And during that first semester, Bill Bullington was the very first IMB missionary I was able to look at and see. This was the first missionary I ever met. He was serving as missionary in residence there at Ouachita. Got to know his son, Kirk. We're good friends to this day. Work together with our trips we take to the Dominican Republic. But here's what Bill is asking for our missionaries, that they would see people saved, discipled, and prepared to be the witness that God wants them to be among the unreached where they served, and that this would result in churches that make reproducing churches and plant reproducing churches. And then how can we pray? We can pray for children and grandchildren. He says that each is living faithfully with a full awareness of God's presence, thus empowered to be the best possible witness of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Each living in all relationships according to the gifts and graces that come with the fullness of the Holy Spirit in them, that their children will come to know Christ as Lord and Savior according to God's timing and be joined to a spouse of God's choosing and timing. And then he says a big thank you to Arkansas Baptist for giving to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. We were able to serve full time because of your giving. We didn't have to spend time and efforts raising financial support. We want that for our children and grandchildren. That's made possible in great measure through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Prayer is essential. God is the one who draws and saves people. Our missionaries must be empowered and enabled to share the good news of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Giving and praying faithfully enables missionaries to serve with confidence and assurance. We are able to live with joy and peace, knowing that our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will grow up with the same security and love that blessed us. Thank you for your financial gifts and prayers.
The next missionary parent and grandparent is David and Becky Ballman. Both grew up at Geyer Springs First Baptist Church. They now live at Russellville and are involved at First Baptist Church in Russellville. On their Christmas wish list is they say they get to sing the song, "All I Want for Christmas Is You," and have it answered. So now that song's in everybody's head. But their son, Brant, and his family will be home for a short visit. The joy of watching them with family and friends is the fuel for their love tank to go back home and serve in their roles. Brant is the Global Digital Engagement Lead in the United Kingdom, in Red Hill, United Kingdom. His wife, Kara, is the Euro Affinity Onboarding Specialist for Third Culture Kids. Another word for missionary kids. Both of these are new positions for them. So the prayer is for them that God will use their passion, skills, and talents to make a kingdom impact. The world has gone digital, so we are praying for Brant to share with the world about God and his love through Jesus Christ digitally. Also, his parents are serving as IMB missionaries and are adjusting to a new life and a new place in the world. Care can help in so many ways with the missionary kids. We are praying as she teaches all volunteers how to be safe and secure with all the children. They're also praying for their two grandchildren, that they will feel loved and secured as they have grown up as third culture kids, and that they will accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. They ask us to please pray for God as missionaries, as parents of missionaries, to pray and encourage our missionary children and grandchildren, and to be good listeners, and to physically go and help them in their ministries as short-term volunteers. As a grandparent, they are praying that they will be very creative to show love long distance. Mm-hmm. They love doing WhatsApp visits and helping the grandkids with their homework. They conclude with a thank you to Arkansas Baptist for your generous giving to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Lottie provides for all the needs of our son and his family living in Europe. Because of your loving gifts, they can do what God has called them to do without the worry of fundraising and have their needs met, whether it be housing, utilities, food, clothing, medical, dental, vision, or transportation. What a blessing as a parent and grandparent to know that our children and grandchildren are being blessed through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and the cooperative program. Thank you so very much. They conclude with the word, we pray for all our missionaries and families at this holiday season to feel loved and appreciated. And we join them in that prayer.
Amen. Hey, as we go back to Chuck's article, Clint and I have only shared 10 or 12 of these. There's 24 altogether. I encourage you to go back and look at the show notes, read that entire article for additional ways to give. I want to share two more with you right now. One is match your monthly gift to your church. Of course, I'm assuming here that you give well to support your church. If so, do the same for Lottie Moon Christmas offering. If not, commit to increasing both. Good word there. And then here's a final. Give $100 for every copy of the Bible, hard copy or electronic, you have in your home. Most of us have more Bibles than people in our houses, while some of the world is still waiting for the word in their language. So I encourage you to go read those articles and read the other two that we posted as well.
Jeff Ginn is a native of West Memphis, from First Baptist Church, who is now the Vice President of Mobilization with the International Mission Board. And the highest honor that he's had in the last year is to be a guest of this podcast. But as we asked Jeff what was on his Christmas wish list, he referenced 3 John verses 6 through 8. He says, my prayer for Southern Baptist is to send our missionaries on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. And as we give, we partner fully in the missionary task. How can we pray for Jeff and his ministry? He asks us to pray, as John 15:16 says, that he would be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work, and that he will bear fruit that will last for the glory of God. Also referenced in 2 Timothy 2:21 there. And he concludes with a thank you to Arkansas Baptist for giving to the Lord through the International Mission Board. Your gifts have kept us and more than 3,600 colleagues on the mission fields to share the good news that addresses the world's greatest problem, lostness. Because of your partnership in the gospel, I am confident that God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19.
Now, as most of our listeners know, the Women's Missionary Union of the Southern Baptist Convention plays a strategic role in supporting our missionaries and promoting the Lottie Moon Christmas offering among Southern Baptist churches. Leading the SBC Women's Missionary Union is our good friend Sandy Wisdom Martin. Sandy's not an Arkansas native, but she served Arkansas Baptist early in her ministry, and we claim her as our own. Clint, I want us to conclude this episode with a word from Sandy. Would you guys listen to what Sandy has to say?
Hello, Arkansas Baptist. It was this time of year 26 years ago, my husband and I were in South Arkansas feeling discouraged. We had just been told the baby we planned to adopt was no longer available, and it was devastating for us. Here's what we didn't know. Our daughter's birth mother was already pregnant, and Hannah was the one for us. God had a plan all along, and hope was waiting in the wings. Today, if you're feeling discouraged, if you're in despair, if life seems crushing at the moment, don't give up. God has not forgotten about you. He has not abandoned you. You are cherished and loved by Him, and He has a hope and a plan for your future. I'm a bivocational pastor's wife now. It's a role I've never had. And in our tiny church, so many are tottering on the brink of despair. For them, for you, for all of us, here's what's on my Christmas wish list. To feel the presence and power of God at work in our midst in ways we cannot imagine. In 2025, to be able to say, only by the hand of God. I wish you and those you love a beautiful and blessed Christmas. Thank you for your commitment to the cause of Christ, for your faithfulness to give generously to missions and ministry through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and the cooperative program. And thank you for taking a younger version of me under your wings and loving me and pouring into me. I will always be grateful for Arkansas Baptist. Merry Christmas.
And thank you for listening. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a great new year. We look forward to being back with you after the first of the year. And as you pray for missions and you're giving to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, let me finish with Chuck Lawless's last way to give. It's just ask the Lord to guide you and let Him fill in your blank check. My guess is He'll challenge you toward sacrifice. May God bless.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for joining the Missions Guys today. If you liked what you heard, rate and review us on your favorite podcasting platform. And to keep up with what is happening in Arkansas Missions, visit absc.org/missions.